Every day at Stevenson High School, teachers formatively assess their students in a variety of ways. Teachers use written, oral, and even physical tests. If you ask teachers why they do it, you're likely to get a variety of answers. Researcher John Hattie believes the purpose of assessment is not to measure how much students know at any given moment. Rather, it is to provide interpretive information to teachers about their impact on students. Then, according to Hattie, educators have the best information possible on what steps to take with instruction and how to change and adapt. Hattie believes that formative assessment allows teachers to constantly monitor their impact on students and get feedback on their teaching and how it can be tweaked to get the best possible results. It makes complete sense on its face. Good teachers constantly reflect and improve, and many use student data and performance to this end. But in a broader sense, Hattie has waded into a debate raging in many educational circles. How strong of a role should the teacher play in both instruction and assessment? With a school like SHS dispensing iPads to each student, many teachers see the tablet and self-directed learning as the future of education. Is the teacher still the central figure in the 21st century classroom?
Yes, says a student at Stevenson High School.
I think that having a teacher in the classroom is easier to learn because I can more relate to the teacher and the teacher can understand me as a student more.
This is a student in David Elbaum's social science class.
Elbaum sees his role as a teacher as more than simply a facilitator of information. Typically, both instruction and assessment flow through him.
The end game of course is student self-assessment and having students take responsibility for their own improvement. But that can't happen unless I set clear expectations for learning, powerfully teach the material, formatively assess in order to provide feedback to myself and to the student, and most importantly, strive to enhance the student's social and emotional learning experience here at Stevenson. It has to start with me. I am the desired state.
This view is shared by Tony Reibel, Stevenson's Director of Assessment, Research, and Evaluation.
Without the teacher setting clear expectations and reflectively engaging with assessment data, learning simply doesn't happen. Even with the presence of technology, technology simply can't replace that.
With an iPad, it's more difficult to learn because the iPad doesn't know as much as the teacher and he doesn't know the nuances of the material, so it's easier for me to learn with the teacher.
There's a place for technology, group work, and assessment, and I use all of them. But it's really comforting that a researcher like Hattie still sees great value in the classroom teacher's individual role to unlock each student's full learning potential.